DX27 playing tape. The Yamaha DX27, like the entire DX synthesizer series, uses an FM tone generator. The DX27 also has a total of 192 preset voices. It incorporates an internal 24-voice RAM to store edited voices or those you have created. And it has a 96-voice bank memory for instant retrieval of those voices in any sequence of your choice. These are impressive features, as you will see. They make the DX27 ideal for live performances. The pitch bend wheel, modulation wheel, and other voice control functions will prove very useful during performances and in your personal recordings. While many of these features can be found on existing models, they have been improved and made easier to use in the DX27. So that you can make full use of these features, we will concentrate on three areas in this tape and manual. First, the basic use of the DX27. Second, how to use its main feature, the voice bank. And third, how to create sounds. This tape will explain these points in a way that is easy to understand, together with the figures in the manual. Please refer to the manual as you listen to the tape. This tape also includes voice data, which will be presented later. Please load the voice data into the DX27 with the data recorder at that time. Let's make some sounds. First, we'll try a variety of basic operations. Make all connections as directed in Figure 1-1 on page 3 of the manual. Then, we'll be ready to explore the DX27 and its capabilities. Once all connections have been made, the power must be turned on via the switch at the back panel. Now, let's listen to the 24 voices in the DX27's internal RAM. The voices can be heard by pressing the internal play button and then the corresponding voice selector buttons. Try out these voices by switching from 1 to 24 in sequence. How was that? The DX27 has a total of 192 preset voices, just as varied as these. Of course, what you heard just now was merely a part of the entire preset voice range. But apart from those, you can also create and store your own. First, let's listen to all 192 of those voices. Let's listen to the preset voices. Please carry out the following steps, referring to the figures in the manual. Then we'll listen to the 96 voices available in the bank play mode. 1. Press the function button to enter the function mode. The letter F appears in the left-hand corner of the liquid crystal display, or LCD. This indicates that you are in the function mode. 2. Determine the voice you wish to select by looking at the list of preset voices in the owner's manual. To begin, press the preset search button to access the 101-124 voice group. 3. Select a voice by pressing the corresponding selector button. Located in this group, you will find number 1, ivory ebony, number 2, upright piano, number 3, honky-tonk, etc. In this way, you will hear 96 voices, or, in other words, 24 voices times 4 groups. Next, we will access the 96 additional voices available in the shift mode. 1. Press the internal play button, then any one of the voice selector buttons. This moves you from function mode to internal play mode. 2. Press the data entry yes button while keeping the internal play button pressed down. This will move you to shift mode. 3. Press the function button and one of the preset search buttons, then press the number buttons in succession. This time, you will hear 96 other voices, such as number 1, piano 1, and number 2, Piano 2. To cancel shift mode, press the data entry No button while keeping the internal play button pressed down. In this way, you can listen to the entire range of the 192 preset voices. Now, let's transfer the preset voices to the internal RAM. If you want to use them during an actual performance, or if you want to edit the voices, they must first be transferred to the internal RAM. Let's go step by step, referring to the manual. 1. First, make sure the DX27 is in function mode. If it is not, press the function button to enter that mode. 2. Next, determine the voice to be transferred using the preset search buttons, and then a voice selector button. Up to this point, the procedure is the same as for accessing the preset voices we discussed earlier. 3. Now, press the internal play button once. As you do this, the character in the left-hand corner of the LCD changes from F to P. 4. Now press the store button. At this point, memory protected appears in the LCD. This means that the voice cannot be transferred to your chosen position in the internal RAM. If you have important voices already stored in the internal RAM, you may erase them when you store the new voices. The memory protect function prevents such an occurrence. So, in order to store a new voice selection, you must cancel memory protect. 5. Press the function button, then the memory protect button number 12 on the panel. 6. M, protect on, will be indicated on the LCD. Turn it off by using the data entry off button. Memory protect is now canceled. Now, we can repeat the procedure from the beginning. 7. Press the function button, preset search button, and voice selector buttons. Then press the internal play button again. 8. Press the store button. The LCD now indicates memory store, the voice number, and an arrow sign. While the store button is pressed, enter the number you wish to store in the memory using the voice selector button. You have now stored your selected voice in the internal RAM. 9. So as not to erase the voices you have just stored, or those stored in the rest of the internal RAM, let's turn Memory Protect on again. Return to function mode and press the Memory Protect number 12 button. It should be off. 10. Press the On button to turn it on again. The Memory Protect function is restored. How to use the pitch bend function. The pitch bend function allows you to shift pitch up and down by moving the pitch bend wheel on the left-hand side of the panel. And because of its location on the DX27, you can use it to great effect. Apart from setting the pitch bend for use in a conventional way, it has three mode settings, and it can alternate among these modes instantaneously while you are playing. First, let's adjust the range of the pitch bend wheel. This setting can be carried out on every one of the voices. To do this, select a desired voice first. 1. Press the function button to enter function mode. 2. Press number 14 pitch bend range button. 3. The data range is from 0 to 12, as indicated on the LCD. Set the pitch bend range by moving the data entry lever up or down, or by using the +1, -1 buttons. When set to 12, the range is 1 octave up or down. When set to 1, the range is 1 semitone up or down. The pitch bend range is part of the voice data. If you do not store it, the pitch bend data will not be updated. The method of storing it is described on page 4 of the manual. Next, set the pitch bend mode. 1. Make sure you are in function mode. 2. Press the pitch bend mode set button immediately to the right of the LCD. 3. Select the mode by using the Yes/No buttons. Please refer to Note 4 in the manual for the details on the three modes. How to use the modulation wheel. The modulation wheel is located next to the pitch bend wheel. It controls the degree of low frequency oscillation from the LFO, low frequency oscillator. Simply, the LFO is used to lend a vibrato to your voices for remarkably natural timbral effects. The waveform and speed are preset for each individual voice, so the modulation wheel allows you to control the degree of modulation you apply to the voice. This also becomes part of the voice data. The modulation wheel range has two parameters, pitch and amplitude. Pitch pertains to the pitch modulation commonly called vibrato. Amplitude pertains to the amplitude modulation creating tremolo and wah-wah effects respectively. You can set the degree of modulation by pressing number 18 and number 19 for tremolo and wah-wah. For more details, please refer to the page regarding the LFO in your owner's manual. How to use the key shift. The key shift allows you to transpose instantaneously while playing. When you press the key shift button, a K appears at the left side of the LCD. For performances, the key to which you transpose should be set beforehand. 1. Press the function button. 2. Press the key shift button. 3. Set the key shift range using the data entry lever. Plus 12 is 1 octave up, and minus 24 is 2 octaves down. 1 semitone is 1. You can transpose within a range of plus or minus 2 octaves. Set key shift to plus 12. Then press the internal play button to enter internal play mode. When you press the key shift set button, the letter K will appear at the left side of the LCD, and the notes will shift up 1 octave. To cancel key shift, press the key shift set button once again. How to use the foot switch pedal. Let's take a look at some additional controls that can be accessed in addition to the pitch bend and modulation wheels. The optional foot switch pedal controls the following. 1. Sustain. This controls the length of the note according to note envelope adjustment and is used alternately with the portamento setting. 2. Portamento. When portamento is selected, the pitch slides smoothly from one note to any subsequently played note. 1. Connect an optional FC4 or FC5 foot switch pedal to the jack on the back of the DX27. 2. Enter the function mode by pressing the function button. 3. Press the number 17 foot SW assign button. 4. Either foot switch equals SUS or foot switch equals POR will be indicated on the LCD. Select either of them by using the on-off buttons. 5. Like the pitch bend range, these are also part of the voice data, so they should be stored. You can now produce sustain or portamento effects by pressing on the foot switch. How to use the breath controller. The optional BC1 breath controller can be connected to its jack at the back of the DX27. There are four breath control settings, accessed by pressing numbers 20 to 23 while in function mode. We will explain their effect later in the edit section. Incidentally, the breath controlled voices are preset, so we shall use it with those. The voices programmed for use with the breath controller are sax, harmonica, horn, trumpet, etc. When you blow hard into the breath controller, the quality of the sound is strong and aggressive. With practice, it can be used very expressively. Listen to this. You have now heard all the basic playing instructions. From this point on, we shall explain several procedures to help you get the best out of your DX27. Using the voice bank effectively. Let's look at the voice bank, the most important feature of the DX27. You should note, however, that the voice bank is used to memorize voice sets, not voice data. In other words, the voice bank allows you to select 96 from the 192 preset voices and 24 internal RAM voices and retrieve them simply by pressing the bank selectors and voice selector buttons. For instance, if you press Bank A and voice selector number 1, you can retrieve the number 2 voice from the internal RAM. Or if you press number 2, you can retrieve the number 114 voice from preset voices. This allows you to arrange your favorite voices in order of performance. This feature makes the DX27 very special, as it can be used either as a preset synthesizer or a programmable synthesizer. Let's explain how to store voices into the voice bank. 1. Enter the function mode with the function button. 2. Press the number 8 edit bank button. 3. Press the data entry yes button. 4. Press one of the A to D bank selectors in which you wish to store voices. For instance, if you press Bank A, the name of the voice stored in number 1 of Bank A will be displayed and is then ready to be set. FA will be indicated on the LCD. 5. Select the voice number in the bank using the voice selector buttons. 6. When you shift the data entry lever, the 24 voices in the internal RAM and the 96 preset voices will be displayed in sequence. Set the data entry at the corresponding voice indicated on the LCD. 7. After setting other banks in the same way, press the internal play button to return to internal play mode. Now, let's use the voice you have stored. 1. Make sure you are in the internal play mode. If not, press the internal play button. 2. Press any one of the bank selectors. 3. Press any voice selector button to retrieve the voice stored in that position. This voice bank allows you to retrieve a desired voice sequence by pressing the voice selector buttons. When used effectively, this function can ensure a very smooth live performance. Next, we'll discuss the requirements for creating your own voices. Edit. In this section, we will focus on creating new voices. Although there are many factors involved in voice creation, the goal is to do it in a planned manner based on an accurate analysis of the voices you want to create. Next comes the voice data. These voices explain the process of creating sound step by step. Load the voices into the DX27 using a data cassette recorder. Please refer to page 9 in the manual for loading instructions. Please confirm that the voices have been loaded according to Figure 3.1 on page 9 of the manual. The characteristics of the FM sound source. 1. Press the internal play button and voice selector button 1. The LCD indicates INIT voice, which of course means initial voice. This is the basis for creating original voices, which can be accessed in the following way. First, set the function mode. Press number 7, the initial voice button. Next, press the data entry yes button twice. The sound you will hear is a basic wave form known as a sine wave, and this is the basis of FM tone generation. Creating voices with the DX27 is achieved by combining and rearranging the 4 small boxes numbered 1 to 4 on the upper part of the panel. Each box represents an operator, and each emits a sine wave. Two. Next, press the internal play button and the number 2 button. FM step 1 will be indicated on the LCD. This is the first step in our explanation of the FM tone generator principle. Enter edit mode by pressing the edit button. The edit mode allows you to look at the voice data or the voice parameters. By altering the data values, you can change the voice in various ways. When you press the number 1 algorithm button in edit mode, you will see the display shown on figure 3.2 on page 10 of the manual. In this step, you select the algorithm, or in other words, the grouping or sequence of the operators. According to the individual algorithm, each operator becomes either a carrier or a modulator. When you look at the display, the algorithm is number 5. Look at the number 5 algorithm pattern on the panel. Operators 1 and 3 in the lower portion are called carriers, and 2 and 4 in the upper portion are called modulators. Press output level button 20 and call operator 1 with the operator select button located to the right of the LCD. The LCD will then indicate a data value of 90. Depress a key as you alter the data value with the data entry lever. You can hear the level change in proportion to the data value. Next, press operator select again to access operator 2. It is at 0 now. If you play a key and alter the value with the data entry lever as before, the quality of sound changes. As you can see, the carrier controls volume, and the modulator modifies the quality of sound by modulating the carrier. Three, press the internal play button and then the number 3 button. FM step 2 is indicated on the LCD. We have set the output level of each operator. Now, let's change the frequency ratio for each as well. Press the edit button, then number 13. Turn operators 3 and 4 off using the operator on-off buttons, which are the same as the bank selector buttons. Select operator 1 with the operator select button. We will change the value by using the data entry button. You can see that the pitch has changed. Next, change the value of operator 2. This time, the timbre changes. So, the frequency ratio of the carrier sets the pitch, and the frequency ratio of the modulator controls the timbre. Next, let's make a clarinet-like sound by using operators 1 and 2 together, and a trumpet-like sound with operators 3 and 4 together. 4. Press the internal play button and number 4. We will set the frequency ratio for this operator. The sound from brass instruments is made of sawtooth waves, and the clarinet sound is made up of rectangular waves. To obtain a sawtooth wave, set the ratio of the carrier and modulator at 1:1. For a rectangular wave, set them at 1:2. First, check to see that the frequency ratio is indicated by moving into edit mode. Then, confirm the value of each operator using the operator select button. 5. After that, press the internal play button and number 5. This is step 4. Here, the output level of the two modulators is readjusted, and the overall sound quality is refined. In other words, the waveform is adjusted. Operator 2 is set at 71, and operator 4 is set at 72. Six. Press the internal play button and number 6. This is step 5. The feedback level of operator 4 is 7. When you do this, the trumpet sound made by operators 3 and 4 will become sharper. Listen to the sounds of the operator 1 and 2 group, and operator 3 and 4 separately, using the operator on-off buttons. At this stage, if you raise the output level of operator 4, the modulator overmodulates the carrier, and the result is a noisy sound. Try this out. 7. Next, press the internal play button and number 7. Here the envelope of each operator is set. The values are as shown in figure 3-3 of the manual. The form of the envelope made by these values is shown in page 11. This is very important in producing time-based variations in volume and timbre. Sound has a variety of envelopes, and it is important to analyze the voice you are going to make, such as the attack rate, sustain, etc. The envelope generator of the carrier controls volume, and the envelope of the modulator controls timbre. The method of setting these is as follows. First, enter edit mode, then press number 15. Then modify the data using the data entry lever. Press number 16 to 19 to select each operator to be set. 8. Press the internal play button and number 8 and press a key. The LCD indicates brass, CLA. These are completed voices. Here, we are balancing two kinds of sound. In other words, we adjust the output level of the two carriers. The level of the trumpet is slightly reduced here. We have now discussed the basics of the FM tone generator system. You should understand that the timbre is determined by the degree of modulation applied to the carrier by the modulator. The determinants are frequency ratio, output level, and feedback. Now, let's have a look at more sophisticated voice creation methods. Creating a glockenspiel voice. Let's recreate the sound of a glockenspiel. Each parameter up to completion of the voice is stored in numbers 9 to 12. Press the internal play button and number 9 and play a note. Glock, step 1, should be indicated on the LCD. Let's go through the process of creating a glockenspiel voice. After selecting initial voice button number 7, algorithm number 6 is selected. The aim of this is to make operator 4 affect operators 1, 2, and 3 to create a metallic sound. So, the output levels of operators 1, 2, and 3 are set to 99. The envelopes are set to produce a time-based variation in volume. As operators 1, 2, and 3 are carriers, the chronological change of volume is allocated to those three. Fine setting should be done later, so all you need to do now is make a rough setting. Refer to figure 3-4 of the manual for their respective values. The frequency ratio of each operator is also set. The values are shown in figure 3-5 of the manual. Next, press the internal play button and number 10. Here the feedback level of operator 4 is raised to 7. This should create a harder metallic sound and also sets the envelope of operator 4. Also, the output level is raised to lend it a sound quality typical of a glockenspiel. Press the internal play button and number 11. A little tonal variation is apparent, and this can be increased using the detune parameter. Press the internal play button and number 12. This is your completed voice. By fine adjustment of each operator's output level, the voice can be adjusted precisely. The main points in creating this voice are the use of the modulator, setting the envelope generator for attenuation, and the balance between the frequency ratios of the operators. Refer to Figure 3-7 of the manual for glockenspiel voice data. Creating a brass voice. Next, we'll examine the procedure for recreating brass voices and setting data for using the effect functions. Press the internal play button at number 13. Here you have selected algorithm number 5. As you can see, this has two groups for both carrier and modulator. Operators 1 and 2 are for the trombone-like sounds. Operators 3 and 4 are for trumpet-like sounds. As both voices use sawtooth waves, one carrier and one modulator are required. Press the internal play button at number 14 and strike a note. The indication is BR, and you are at step 2. Here we create a trombone-like sound using operators 1 and 2. Set the frequency ratio of both operators 1 and 2 to 0.5. When the frequency ratio between the carrier and modulator is set to 1-1, a brass-like sound is produced. By setting at 0.5, operators 1 and 2 are used one octave lower than the combined 3 and 4. Press the internal play button and number 15. Set the output level of operator 1 and operator 2. Operator 1 on the carrier should be set to 99. And for the modulator, which in this case is operator 2, increase gradually from 0. You will reach a position where it sounds most accurate to you. If you raise it too much, only noise will be generated, and the sound will be too metallic. So set it to 78. Press the internal play button at number 16. Set the envelope of operators 1 and 2. By slightly altering the attack rate of operators 1 and 2, a brass-like sound is created. For each value, please refer to Figure 3-10 in the manual. Now the trombone part has been created, and we shall move on to creating trumpet-like sound by using operators 3 and 4. Press the internal play button at number 17. Enter Edit Mode and turn off operators 1 and 2 using the operator On-Off buttons. From this point up to number 19, make sure operators 1 and 2 are turned off before you continue. In this case, the output levels of operators 3 and 4 are set to 99 and 77, respectively. Press the internal play button and number 18. We are setting the frequency ratio of operators 3 and 4. Both are set to 1.00. Set the feedback of operators 4 to 7. By setting this, the sound should become sharper. Thus, the overall sound of the trombone is controlled by operators 1 and 2, and that of the trumpet by operators 3 and 4. Press the internal play button and number 19 to set the envelopes of operators 3 and 4. You can copy the envelope of operator 1 to operator 3, and the envelope of operator 2 to operator 4, respectively, by using EG copy. However, it would be more interesting to retain this slight variation. For EG copy, please refer to page 15 of the manual. Press the internal play button and number 20 and listen to the sound. In order to obtain a balance between the trumpet and the trombone, adjust the output level of operators 1 and 3. The output level of operator 3 is lowered to 91 to make the trumpet slightly weaker. Now all the voice parameters have been completed. Let's add a variety of effects so that these voices can be used in a musical way. Press the internal play button at number 21 and listen to the sound. In this case, it is set to delay vibrato, in which the vibrato enters a short interval after the key has been struck. The vibrato is on, regardless of the modulation wheel. Please look at Figure 315 of the manual carefully for the set value and parameter. Press the internal play button and number 22. In this case, delay and pitch modulation depth are set to zero to cancel the delay vibrato, and vibrato is now controlled with the modulation wheel. You should pay particular care as this involves setting a voice parameter as well as the modulation wheel itself. Press the internal play button and number 23. In this case, the pitch bend range is set to 7. These data are indicated in Figure 316 of the manual. Press the internal play button and number 24. If breath control is not used, the number 23 voice will represent the completed voice. But as this setting is for use with the breath controller, it is best if the breath controller is actually used. It is set so that the timbre becomes bright when breath is applied by adjusting the EG bias in the function mode, button number 23. In other words, the EG bias sensitivity of the modulator is increased in edit mode. Apart from those we have mentioned, there is a variety of effects, such as pitch modulation, amplitude modulation, and pitch bias, which are all explained in detail in the manual. You should note that prior to using any of the effect controls, it is very important to set all parameters properly. This completes our brief explanation of the voice creation process and the significance of each basic parameter. There are other parameters in addition to those we have discussed. Once you have mastered the basic parameters described here and can move on to more detailed adjustment, limitless voices can be created. Please do not forget to store the voice you have created. If you store it on data cassette, it's even safer. The original RAM voice data follows the end of this tape. When you have listened to this, you should reload the data.